This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. The homeless have plenty to worry about, and their health often takes a back seat to more pressing concerns like housing and food. Doctors say that ultimately takes a toll. When it comes to health, homeless people in their 40s and 50s often have problems you'd usually see in people in their 70s and 80s.
And those can be problems with cognition, difficulty completing tasks that younger people in general wouldn't have trouble completing.
Dr. Laura Johnson works with the Homeless Outreach Medical Services Program at Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
We also see some of the chronic health conditions that seem to be at more advanced stages at younger ages. So things like lung disease, as well as diabetes and high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease.
Johnson's treated homeless patients for nearly a decade. She says a lot of homeless people don't have access to health care. Many don't have insurance, and finding a doctor and getting to a hospital is nearly impossible without a car, money, or an ID.
I think some of it has to do with just being in the environment, so not having a structure that you can go to, so being able to get out of the sun, for example, sleeping outside, things that are hard on your joints, not having comfortable places to rest, not having access to good sleep, good nutrition.
A recent study published in The Gerontologist finds younger homeless people struggle with things that typically older people face. That includes cognitive abilities like filling out paperwork and managing money, to basic motor skills like bathing and getting dressed. Dr. Laura Johnson with Parkland says most homeless patients she sees can barely remember what diseases they have, let alone remember to take pills regularly.
I feel like I had gave up because I hadn't had my diabetic or high blood pressure medicines in 6 months.
Samuel Patterson is homeless and was until recently living in Tent City, a homeless encampment under Interstate 45 near downtown Dallas. He is 60 years old and has been on the streets since last fall. His diabetes was left untreated for months. Now it's caused nerve damage in his legs, and he can't walk or stand for too long. He's restricted to a wheelchair. Not long ago, Patterson said he had a stroke alone in his tent. Caseworkers are working on getting him the medication he needs.
If it wasn't for that, I think I would have been gone because I could feel my inward strength just pulling me down. Like, if I don't do something about it, after a while, all that outward strength will be gone in my arms, legs, everything.
Patterson has a condition called diabetic neuropathy. Doctors say had he been on medication regularly, he could have avoided it. Some homeless diabetics inject insulin, which should be refrigerated. That's hard to do when you don't have a place to live. Then there are those who need mental health treatment. Dr. Carol North is a psychiatry professor at UT Southwestern Medical School and a researcher at MetroCare Services, a mental health care outreach organization for the homeless.
Mental illness in itself makes it hard for people to do anything sometimes. And if you have a major psychiatric illness, you may not feel like exercising or eating healthy, and you may not be able to get yourself to the doctor when you need to.
North says she sees severe mental illness in about a third of the homeless population, with illnesses like bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. She also finds nearly 80% of homeless people abuse drugs and alcohol. North says there just isn't the infrastructure in place to help all these people.
There are so many barriers that I don't think anybody has a really, really good handle on it enough to get everybody the kind of treatment that everybody deserves.
One solution has been Parkland's Clinic on Wheels, a mobile RV that brings health care to the homeless. The clinics have been crisscrossing Dallas for more than a decade with a focus on preventive care over ER visits. But doctors and homeless advocates don't believe they're enough. Cindy Crane, president of Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, says homeless people need permanent housing.
There is substantial research that has identified that when you house someone first, take care of the shelter needs, now they have the hygiene they need, they have the kitchen, they have a bathroom, they have security, and they are no longer afraid. Now they can start to address those different disabilities, behavioral health issues, or other physical health issues.
It can be hard enough for people with homes to remember to take a daily vitamin. It's a whole different story for those who constantly worry for their security with their lives on their backs. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.